In this down economy, this morning we present a story about a white knight. When the former owner of a Chelsea mattress factory found out its current owner was about to shut it down and lay off the workforce, he came out of retirement to buy it back and save 70 jobs. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports.
If you've been yearning for good news recently, this is it. So listen closely. It all starts on May 4th. A management-led buyout at Spring Air, a major mattress company, had failed, forcing the company to shut down almost all of its factories, including the one in Chelsea.
I came here that Monday morning. People were outside, standing there, and they had security. People wouldn't let anybody in.
77-year-old Ralph Mellon has been a salesman in the mattress business for more than 50 years. He'd never seen anything like it. 6:30 in the morning, 70 baffled workers nervously milling around, wondering why the doors were locked and guards blocking the way.
Of course, I said to the security guy, I'm getting in that goddamn place, but none of the workers were allowed in. And then he showed up afterwards.
He is the man who used to own the factory.
My name is Edward Bates, right? I started this company in 1972, right? Borrowed $3,500.
That $3,500 had grown into an $18.5 million manufacturing company by the time Bates sold the business to Spring Air in 2007. He'd done well, but couldn't completely let go. Bates stuck around as a consultant and had been informed about the shutdown the night before. Bates arrived at the plant that morning at 9:30, 3 hours after the lockout. All his former employees were still there.
And I found all the people in the street. Okay, so they had their pink slips, ready to go. All right? And so it bothered me. I said, when I see them there, I said, I'm going to buy this factory. I didn't know what I was going to do with it, okay? But I knew we were going to put the people back to work, and we'll figure it out later. With good people, with a plan to do whatever you choose to do, you can get it done. All right?
Bates was on the phone for the next 3 days. By Wednesday, he'd done it. He'd bought the factory back from Spring Air. He's written it in choppy block letters on his desk calendar. Monday, May 4th, plant closed. Thursday, May 7th, plant open.
If you went to Harvard for business, okay, you would never do what I'm doing, okay? It would take a good businessman, sit down and put together a plan, okay? And by the time he figured that, these people will never go back to work. It'd be 3 months time you put together a budget and say, what am I going to do? Okay? So some people think I'm crazy. Okay? I probably am. I put some money down to make this happen, and I feel good about it.
Bates won't say how much he paid or how much outside capital he had to raise. But frankly, that's not very important to his employees. Some of them have been with the factory for more than 30 years. They were all facing unemployment. Bill Huertas, vice president of sales, says Bates didn't just save their jobs. He saved their spirits.
Are you kidding me? People walk around, they're working, and they're working long hours with a smile on their face. Last week, we were pretty much all volunteers. No one had a job at that point in time, but we knew it's what we wanted to do, and this is the fruit of our efforts, which is great. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
But make no mistake, this isn't simply a naive little story about altruism in hard times. Edward Bates is an intelligent businessman. It wasn't by accident that the 60-year-old went from hand-hammering box springs in the 1960s to driving a maroon Rolls-Royce today. He knows a choice opportunity when he sees one, and Bates readily admits he'll probably make money off the factory again. But it's the responsibility that money brings, which is the bigger point for Edward Bates.
You know, the economy, the way things are, right? If the entrepreneurs in the country, they're sitting on the sidelines, whether they sold a small business or they made their fortunes, okay, they should now turn around and invest back in, put people back to work, make things happen, you know? And that's what we're doing in Chelsea, okay? I'm trying to spread the word for the country, you know? We all can't be Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, or Donald Trump, but we can be what we are and be proud of what we are, okay?
For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
56 years in the industry.
Are we ready to sell mattresses now? That's not a face for a website. Face it launches 1,000 shifts.
Ralph is like Norman Shearer.
No, no.
Hold on. This will not happen again.